Wednesday, June 2nd, 1999. Today, Ted McNett, a teacher at Outdoor School, Camp Hashua, and I are going to take a Mrs. Crandall around the area. Mrs. Crandall lived at the bottom of Cardiac Hill at one time, where my great-grandfather lived in the 1920s.
There's a creek down that way, and you go up to where Humane Society is, to the highway?
Yes. Who would have lived here when you were in the 60s?
The Martins had it.
Martins had it, yeah, in the 50s, the 60s.
Joe Martin.
Well, I knew all of them, the men.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
One had one leg, one was a cripple, had one leg.
Hmm.
And he could go through the woods just like a rabbit on his crutches. I mean, he could...
Do you want to walk down here?
And then carry a bag of corn out of our crib.
Yeah, didn't you tell me that the people that lived here stole everything from your farm?
Yes.
Lived on your farm. Lived from your farm.
Yes.
They took all your stuff.
Yes. Yeah, we couldn't even have a little truck patch or anything. Just as soon as our car went out and the boys all went to work, and of course Dolly went to school, our daughter, and
now Ted,
they would load up.
Ted tore this building down because the kids had sort of tore it apart. Mm-hmm. So he sort of like rebuilt it, him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now she was
back up.
She was telling me about a fire over at the other house, and she said about, tell me about the fire and how the fireman said it wouldn't burn.
The fireman said it, this is what's called chinking.
Right.
Here. It was built, and then it was so secure with this that the fire couldn't touch the wood. And it kept them there 8.5 hours trying to get it to burn. 8.5 hours because of the chinking, did not even have a little air hole that the fire could follow.
Right.
Any other little crevice or crack or anything, you know, fire will take out like that, but not with this chinking that was on the...
On the house that was down there?
On the house. Uh-huh. Down
wow.
There, yes. And then they come into the shoe factory where I worked, the Kester Shoe Factory, and was complaining about, what did I know about this? I don't know anything. I'm not even out there no more. I had to tell them the whole history. But anyway,
had this acreage in 1895 to 1912, I think. Uh-huh. It was 13 acres here.
Yes.
That he had. So I don't know. So probably was, this was probably separate from your acreage.
Yes.
You know, you had what, 100 and...
11.
111 acres over
mm-hmm.
there. Uh-huh. So this, at that time, the time you had it, was separated from that.
Uh-huh.
And
do you have any idea where the ore, my son is filling me in on a lot of little things that I didn't even think about. Where was the ore mine?
Okay, that's up the road.
And the silver mine.
Up Bachman Valley,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Uh-huh. The silver mine is over in Silver Run.
Uh-huh. It's supposed to be on our property.
On your property?
Yes.
It was really?
Yes.
Up here.
The father would blindfold.
Yeah, no, that was over in, Silver Run.
And they had to go across Big
right.
Pipe Creek in our meadow to go to the silver mine.
Well, that may have been, but yeah.
It wouldn't let us kids even
right.
or people go near that spot that he thought where that
Because three
mine
people
was.
Are supposed to die before somebody finds it.
Mm-hmm.
Two people have died, but nobody wants to be the third one.
Trying to find it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And some people have found it, but the last people that found it, they were digging the hole, and they thought they had everything supported, and boom, all of a sudden everything fell in.
That
died.
Is what my husband
Oops.
Was afraid of. My husband
yeah.
could see, even though he was malicious
yeah.
and funny when he was drinking, he could see way, way, way.
Here, L.G. Glass. He went to school with me and my sister.
Lived in the caretaker's house.
Uh-huh. And his father lived over where the Humane Society was. And she was saying, about the road back here. They used to, her sons and them, they used to ride tractors and ride the fields. And you went in horse and buggy, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Went to church in a horse and buggy. Went to get groceries in a horse and buggy.
Wow.
And I spilled a gallon of molasses out of the back of the buggy down over me.
Oh, no.
Yes, in July.
Oh, my.
And you know how they found me, my brothers found me?
Smell?
Followed the flies.
Now, she said there was a still down in there.
Yes.
Down in that valley there.
Yeah. You better not get any closer than this, or you would hear some gunshots.
Oh, really?
Oh, my. Oh, my. That's what I say. I can't think of how I missed. Well, I remember the house as far as that goes. The people that lived there is what I'm trying to say. The old gentleman that lived there.
That was who? Martin.
Joe Martin.
Did he work for the government?
I don't know what he did.
He blew a lot of beer. I used to hear that. In fact, Mary Lopez's husband can tell you that.
Uh-huh.
You know, they used to, when Joe Martin had it down here, he didn't have a wife.
Yeah.
And on weekends, sometimes during the week too, all the drunks from around would meet down there and have a big old time. Of course, there wasn't any police around, you know.
No. And I didn't want Ed to go down with the corn picker and the tractor. I was afraid maybe one of the hind wheels would slide and maybe throw him over the bank. So I husked the corn all out around that and threw it on a big pile so he could just put it on the wagon when it come along. I come back from lunch and my corn's all gone.
Oh my goodness. What was the biggest...
Oh, how I did work to get that nice big pile of corn.
What was the biggest crop that you grew back there? What did you grow the most? Corn or tomatoes or...
Corn.
Corn.
Corn, uh-huh. That was the year of the drought. That was, oh my, the tomatoes didn't do that well because they was up on that high elevation, up on the top of the hill, and there wasn't enough moisture up there, and furthermore, the ground was full of this ore, sediment ore.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh, and it didn't produce crops.
Huh.
Like our regular farms did.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever was in that ore destroyed the nutrients or whatever you call it for farm crops. Weeds as big as a tree there. Any kind of old weeds would grow. Now you want to hook him?
We're just going a little piece here.
This is awesome.
And this is, we're back on Bottom Valley.
Yeah, I'm in and thrown a stone's throw. I must get Russell hooked up.
This is the road you probably went.
Am I ever mixed up?
Well,
you know, things have changed.
Yes.
This was the Chambers farm. Did you remember anything about that?
Whitaker Chambers?
Whitaker Chambers and the pumpkin patch.
Oh, did you read that little thing in the paper? I'll save it for you. The little thing that comes in the paper. That little booklet comes in the paper. I'll save that for you. It gives a little sketch of it.
Yeah.
The pumpkin farm and how Whitaker changed his name.
Yep.
Boy, was he a big old mean thing.
Whoop. Yeah. He worked in New York for the New York Times.
Yeah.
And here is where he wrote his books, in this little house here. Because it was, the roads were not paved. And he knew that some of the people from Washington were after him. And he didn't want them to find his family or find him.
Uh-huh.
So he came up to this little place to write his books at nighttime, and he could tell if someone was coming up the road.
Now his son John, who went to school with me, who was a genius in first grade,
yes,
lives back this road.
Uh-huh.
He was in Washington as a news reporter, but now he's retired.
Uh-huh.
And he lives in the home place back there.
Oh.
Now.
Well, I was back there often. Did you ever meet her?
Yes.
She looked right over. Cool.
Well, yeah, but she looked like a little old country lady.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, she was from New York and she was a great artist.
Oh.
Yes. I've read their book. I've read the book twice. It's great.
I didn't think she could even pick up a brush.
Right. Exactly.
She was so disturbed that I was...
Well, no wonder with her husband the way he was, you know.
But she was surprised that we had just bought the farm back on Sawmill Road.
Now, do you remember this place?
Yeah.
Who lived here? Can you remember who lived here? I know it's been many years. This is called Little House and Prairie now. Did you ever see that on television?
No.
You never saw Little House and Prairie?
Oh, yeah, sure. But I didn't know this was named after that.
Well, they just named it.
Let me see. Narses.
Narses.
The Narses.
Yeah. Well, they still live there.
Huh?
Narses still live
there.
Sure.
But they come up to my home all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoever
wanted to help them, the younger ones, of course, come along.
Now, you know where that road went? You know anything about that road?
No.
Well, that might have been done since to get wood out or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That ends up at the top of the hill here.
Yeah.
Oh.
And don't forget about the car, because I had said something to her and I think it was theirs.
Old Plymouth up here on the hill.
Do you remember the old Plymouth car you was telling me about?
I've got pictures of that thing as soon as I get them home to show you.
Really?
The boys used to go to the top of the hill.
Can I get down here?
Yeah, you should. It's just tall grass. There's a tree down up here a little bit where I think the old spring house was.
Oh, okay. Gosh, this is growing up.
Isn't it?
Oh.
Now to the right was all cornfields, right?
Yes. Yes.
Now she said there was two barns. One barn had they took down and then they rebuilt another barn but made it up higher over here.
Uh-huh. So that's probably the picture I got here.
That is good, Timothy. Hey, Ted, you have to bring the mower and...
And harvest it.
Yes, and I'll help you. I can bale. I can run a tractor, maybe in a gutter somewhere.
Now, we're getting close to where the house was.
I'm trying to figure that out.
See, the house would have been over here somewhere.
I think it's down a little bit farther.
Down a little bit further.
See where the trees go across the road down there? I think right by there somewhere. Because there's a big chunk of concrete when they came and did some stuff for erosion.
Uh-huh.
They dug up a big, huge piece of concrete that I think was somewhere around the house.
Yeah. Well, there was an undermine
here. Right here, up there's the foundation. See it sticking out?
The concrete?
Well, gee whiz.
This is where the house was. Now, the barn must have been up a little bit further.
It was.
Yeah.
You passed the barn before you came to the house.
Uh-huh.
And the hog pen.
Okay.
It was a big, long...
In this picture, right here, that's taken from the top of the hill.
The big hill in back of the house?
Yeah.
And this tree here, that one, see where the branch is across the road?
Yeah.
That's this tree here.
Oh.
So where was the farmhouse? I think that was a tack shed is what I was told. Or is that the house?
Some kind of a shed. I think it's a shed.
It is. It's the shed that was up above the house between the house and the barn.
Okay.
That's an implement shed, they call it.
All right.
Implement shed. Uh-huh. It's where Ed.
So the house was where to that?
The house would have been down here
right,
somewhere.
Right. Yes.
And the barn would have been on this side.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, don't you see the concrete there, Ted? I usually can't see anything. Damn, see them well.
There's my mock orange bush back there.
Mock orange
back
bush.
Back there's my mock orange bush.
What's a mock orange bush?
It's a white blossom like that. Very similar.
Make little oranges?
It's a beautiful flower. If you'd have got out and just got a little piece of it.
It smells like an orange.
I planted it. It makes a flower scent like a lavender or something
oh,
like
wow.
that.
Oh, wow.
I had a bridal wreath, lilac.
Now, in here somewhere,
mock
I think...
Mock orange.
Or was it down here that was a spring?
The spring, I think, was right by where this tree fell.
Yeah.
Right in that old maple tree somewhere.
Uh-huh.
This will pretty much be the end of the road.
Is it the walnut one that I believe Ed sold them?
See, now that's...
The log.
Yeah,
okay,
they
now.
Came in here and cleared it. And this is where, back up in there, you found the concrete.
Oh, concrete. Let me see.
Because the house is right along the road. I remember that when I saw it. See, and I thought that it was...
I'm trying to think
I didn't know
that
it was burned out.
Right.
Because I said squatters lived here.
There was a nice cellar underneath the house.
Okay. Was there a walkway or?
Because
it's a big flat piece of concrete.
Big black piece of concrete.
Flat piece.
Flat. That was probably
like
the spring.
Like a sidewalk or... Well, it's way back up here.
Oh, way back up in there.
But Mr. Lepo had said right here by this tree, somewhere in here, had been a spring house.
Right.
Oh,
and
yes.
I remember seeing the spring house. I come here and I didn't know my great-grandfather owned it.
Right.
It isn't a picture that I gave you?
Yeah, it has it on, but I mean, when I came here and the spring house was still standing, I didn't know that my great-grandfather had owned this place.
Uh-huh.
And then you could, was this the main road then to Union Mills?
Yes.
And you went on down
yes.
and across the bridge and up around the
right.
corner?
Yes.
And you know all about Hattie's Hole?
Yes. I say so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever go swimming there?
You'll never believe this, but Miss Shriver's husband now, Schwarzenegger, my son took him up and showed him Hattie's Hole. They had cattle, and it had and we had cattle, and certain times they mixed together, males and females. And when John come down the road, he said, Mom, the cattle has broke over into our meadow. I said, well, I'll call
Shriver.
Where's the homestead? Shriver. I'll call Shriver and have him to go up and help to part them up, see who's is who. We had about 23 apiece. And here comes this Arnold Schwarzenegger, and of course Grant couldn't behave himself, so he took Arnold up and showed him Hattie's Hole, and he came out and he couldn't hardly talk American, and when he went to talking and we couldn't hardly understand him, we had to listen to him, and I thought he was the ugliest, big old overgrown I hated him. There's some more of my flocks.
What, those purples?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Huh. I'm going to have Linda to go down their meadow and pull me up a couple roots. You just plant the roots when they die off, and then they come back.
Huh.
I had flowers. I had roses the whole way around. That big white picket fence, that was gone when we came.
So then there was a road that went back over the hill here. Did you all use that road?
Yes.
It was sort of went through the woods.
That's where the Martins people carried our stuff. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That road's probably where the car's off up.
Uh-huh.
Sort of curves around the hill.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, now tell him about the car. How it got there.
Huh?
Tell him how the car got there.
You went up to the top of the hill, but you went in the road about halfway in the lane. There was a road goes up
right.
through. Then the boys would go up there and turn the car around, and whoever could get the furthest down without the car being fastened between two trees got a $5 prize.
Somebody didn't get the prize, right?
So they roll down the hill in that car.
Yes, I've got... no, they didn't. They drove it.
They drove it down through the woods.
Down through
trying to get through the trees.
Trying to get a path.
See who
so
could
they
get
could
down.
Get down to the barn.
Oh, somebody wrecked.
Sure they wrecked. They done everything. If you got $5 in those days in a wrecked car, it didn't matter if the fender hung on or...
Was this your boys or...?
My sons, yes. I have 8 boys.
So then you farmed all this in
Oh,
here.
Yes.
Yeah. And mostly with corn.
Uh-huh. The tomatoes didn't do for 2 years, and then we didn't put none of the canning factory crops on top of the hill, because when we went to come down, a tree had yeah, they did.
Okay.
Tore a rack of tomatoes, and tomatoes cleaned down over the darn hill.
Well, where is this high spring?
The high spring is up at the top of the... Up at the top of the hill.
Up the big hill in back of your house.
Yes.
Get back there.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we can drive up there.
Yeah. Can't. Cessus.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wonder
it's
where...
It's at the top of the hill, and there's a big gutter there.
You listen,
was.
You might find
yeah.
something.
I'm going to go looking for it.
Look for an old... It would be rotted up till now. I mean, dilapidated. It was a metal car roof, and it's still... kept the 4 standards on to hold the car top up off of the water.
Right.
And there was only small animals could get there and drink. But then eventually the deer or whatever raked a little pile of stone outside, and then they'd have a little pool of water like that.
Huh.
It wasn't anything, you know, the rushing...
Right.
Yeah.
Creek or anything like that.
But
it was just fresh... spring water and cold as ice.
If you went up the top of the hill.
Top of the hill, and then there's a road goes down through there.
Do you follow this
to the
road
back,
that
back,
the car's on?
Back fields.
So it's in the back fields?
Mm-hmm. It's in the back fields, the last road that goes down. Sometime you get together with Russell. Of course, John will be out till October. Them are the two who could give you more information than really what I could.
Do you know Russell's last name?
Crandall.
Crandall also?
He
That's one of your boys?
House. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He was just up at my house a couple weeks ago.
We'll have to talk with him.
Yeah. And he said, I told him his mom was coming out here, and he says, well, if you want to know anything, let me know. Okay, am I going to have to back out here, Ted?
I think so. You want me to direct you, or are you all right?
You can slow down and...
It might be swampy down in there. I think we'll do it. I can't believe you didn't see that piece of cement sticking up. I knew that's where the house was.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Let's get out and walk up through there a little.
All right.
Can you get out?
Do you remember what that might
have... Either that or that might be an overrunning board to the car.
That's true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When they tore the cars up, they had to have a running board, you know. Oh, for goodness gosh sake. Too bad it's grown up so bad.
Yeah.
But I think the spring was down here, wasn't it? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right by one of these two trees.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. Anybody that can walk down through there could probably find a wet spot. I don't know.
You know,
but it went across, the spring went across the road with the, and emptied into the meadow. That's where Bullinger had it filled in.
In the meadow?
Uh-huh. He had a, in other words, here was a spring.
Okay, don't fall.
There was a spring house, and then it run down across the road and into the meadow. The meadow. But it was piped underneath there.
Right.
They had pipes there. One day, Walsh was going to try to open the road after the bridge had washed out.
That was in.
And they never got around.
That was in Agnes, that big hurricane,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I knew that's where the spring was.
Honey, if the spring, if you'd find the spring up there, I'd dig and get a drink of water. We piped it up to the house.
Did you? From the spring?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. We used to have spring water too.
You could cook all day in pots and pans and it wouldn't corrode or make a stain or nothing.
Right.
It was good, but it went clean. They had it the last time I was here, we snuck in with Norris's help, and they had excavated a big gutter and was planning to put steel pipe, if they did at any time open the road, that it would hold big trucks and whatnot.
Right.
Bollinger had that done. The Bollinger brothers excavating place, they're still alive because some of them was up 2 weeks ago to see me.
You have to get in touch with them.
But anyway, the spring would be like right straight across here.
Uh-huh.
And then go across the road and down into the meadow.
Neat.
And fish got hungry,
go
down
fish.
The creek, get fish.
Yeah?
My husband, when we first bought the place, he said if I didn't have to go home so early, he said I could finish sowing my wheat up on top of the hill. I said, well, you don't have to go home. I got a crust of bread or something in there. I said, we'll make some. We called it supper. I said, we'll make something to eat, and we don't have to go home early because the older children are home to take care of the cattle and the chickens and whatnot. We had like 2,000 chickens.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, we don't have to. So I went down to the creek, threw my line in. It was only a minute. I had a nice fish. Threw the line in. Just another minute, I had another nice fish, bigger, prettier one. And that went on until I got five. I thought, well, that's enough for supper. So we fried up our fish, and I had some French fries, and we ate our supper at our new farm. And we didn't have to go home to get supper.
Were the beavers around here?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I told you about. The girls would come out from the city, and they saw these little limbs a-going, and they come rushing in, and they said, the creek is moving. I said, what do you mean, sweetheart? She said, well, we seen twigs and leaves and branches going down the creek. It was moving. And I went and asked Ed, I said, what's wrong with the creek moving? He said, honey, it's some beavers. He said, they're watching the limbs that stuck up above the water.
Yeah.
It was beautiful here. My husband had it all mowed, and it was the year of the drought and the
people. So what happened, the fire, there was a fire?
There was people at the place at that time was empty.
Oh, I see.
Was completely empty.
Yeah.
But there was always some vagabonds, I think they call them now, or tramps, was nestling in there.
Uh-huh.
And it was warm weather.
Uh-huh.
And they set this tar bucket on a wooden floor, and they would cook their meals on this tar bucket, but then they went off and forgot the tar bucket and didn't put it out, that's what caused the fire.
Yeah, well, that's what I remember when I came by, like the place was, the windows were out, mm-hmm. and but then someone had told me that squatters had lived here.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
And this is after you had lived here?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, we bought a farm in Littlestown, above Littlestown, between Littlestown and Gettysburg. And I worked in Kester Shoe Company. Of course, we lived in my little shack.
Let's get out of here. The bugs are eating me up. Anything else? Ted, you have any questions? Okay. Now, you have any more?
I think
that?
You ought to walk up there and give me just two little sprigs of them purple flowers.
All right.
Just two little sprigs of the spring run.
Okay.
The spring runs down
to Big Pipe Creek.
Yep.
Big Pipe Creek.
And the other side of Big Pipe Creek, the state owns that.
Oh.
Department of Natural Resources.
Up and on.
They use it for hunting and fishing and recreation.
Well, down there's where you catch your fish.
Yep.
And where's the short land up here? Well,
we haven't passed the mock orange yet, have we?
Mock orange, where is it?
You have to look for it. Right there it is. See it?
This with the yellow?
Uh-huh. No, that's the rose. See right above it there? Let me out. You better turn that thing off.
Why? Why?
Hold on. Could come up here and see what went on down the house. whether he was home or whether he wasn't, whether he was in the dangerous mood, whether it could go down.
See it?
Yes, I see it. I'm the one to help tear it apart and get the jewelry and stuff out of it. Yeah, they fastened it between two trees. They couldn't go no further. You see how?
Uh-huh, up there, and then it's sort of falling apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, and I used to tell the kids that car was put out to pasture. Wait till I tell them the story.
Oh, I've got a neighbor that's just dying for a car like that, and I'd forgotten all about the kids in their wild days.
Yeah.
Ed would say, look, that sucker coming. I'd ask, if it rolls over and kills one of your boys. No, they're too good.
So they drive this road up to the top of the hill and come straight down the hill.
Right straight down through here.
So this hill was all wooded when you had
it? Yes.
Did you graze cattle on that hill?
In other words, about 20 feet back, Hans, that has the meat market place in Westminster, owned it. And we only had excess. We was coming over their property, but they said they didn't care. But we only had excess to part of the way up here. We didn't have a through right away to go on out to the road because they owned the property.
Okay.
About, I'd say it was 24, 25 feet we was on them when we entered.
And I said that was the furthest south that they had ever saw a white owl that would nest in your barn or your...
Before that, but it hatched. Its little ones, one would sit on one side.
Is it going?
Of the little.
If it's moving, we'll just push pause. That happened to me the other day when I was recording something.
Yeah, it's moving now.
Okay. We'll just use pause.
But I guess that I would know about.
There's lots of them here.
Uh-huh.
But we sit right here on this hill where it's cleared out.
Yes.
And we put a speaker up in that tree up in the center and call right down and they fly right up here into these trees.
Oh.
And we get to see them and kids really appreciate it.
They are overly big here to what the regular little barn owls are.
Yeah, these are barred. They have bars on their chest.
Yes, I don't know whether they migrated from somewhere else to here, but the big barn owls that we had, they was 6 feet across the, in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
They was 6 feet across the wing.
Uh-huh.
Is what I'm trying to explain to you. The length of both of the wings.
Right. They wingspan.
Uh-huh, yes.
Now you farm this field here then?
Yes, indeed.
And this is where you put the tomatoes?
Yes.
Now from here, where would that high top spring be? Sort of up over?
Yes, up, right up the top of that hill.
Okay. Yeah.
My gosh, look at the wheat.
Yeah, there's a farmer comes in, he'll cut this.
So Ted, you'll have to try and find that sometime.
Yeah.
In the fall when it's not so grown up.
Well, when it gets a little cooler, I will try to bring one of the boys that know more about it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, can get around, that's what I'm trying to
do. Right.
They don't know more than I do, naturally. No, what I'm trying to tell you is they would know.
They might know where it's at.
They'd be able to get to it.
Yeah.
They can. What I'm trying to tell you is they can travel.
Uh-huh.
That's what's called smooth bearded wheat.
Huh.
Smooth bearded wheat. Now, the other kind that's got little stickers comes up
off the seed head.
That's called the bearded wheat. And it never liked the plain because it didn't give out the amount of seeds that the plain did.
Wow.
And he wouldn't plant the bearded.
Uh-huh.
Hey, water.
Yeah. Yeah, this little pond or puddle is forever. It started as a little puddle. And then I guess from tractors driving across it, it's got bigger and bigger, and it just holds water year round
almost.
Well,
gee whiz.
You sure we're on the right? There's the raspberry bushes.
Yeah.
I used to pick them and sell them out the factory and help pay my rent. Poppies still coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they were a nuisance. It would make us go along and pull them before the seeds started.
You got a dead tree in the woods away over there?
Yes.
Right below that's where that log cabin is, where the Martin cabin is.
The one we was at first?
That first cabin we started at.
So you see, it was right over the hill from your place.
No, I'm just kind of turned around.
Yep.
Coming this way. I can get lost on a toothpick anyway.
Yeah, he still owns it.
He's a mean person.
John Sessa owns this. Still, he's selling it. That's for sale.
Yep.
But the problem with it is the county owns all the land around it, so he can't get any access except through county property. So I think that's why he's selling it.
Uh-huh. The county won't give him
any? Oh, my.
No. I think they're trying to buy it. That's why.
Oh.
I think the county wants to buy his property.
Do you remember, where's that other house? Do you remember Mr. Sterner?
Back
yes,
in
indeed.
Here.
He lived over in here.
Behind those trees somewhere.
Their sons. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, their son still lives down by
do they?
Sawmill Road.
There you can sort of see the farm, the roof of the barn.
Yeah. Now nobody lives there. The son owns the property. But
no one lives in it.
It's because, well, I don't know. They're strange people, but I remember going back there to the sale.
Yes.
And it's a nice big house, but he would never have, old Mr. Stern would never have his wife have anything.
Right.
And he only had electric in the house as to what he had to have, like one or two rooms.
Yes.
You know. But
right.
No, nobody's living there. That'd be a nice place to buy and fix up.
Yeah, it would.
It was nice back in there.
Yeah, it's all by itself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Been there many a time.
Yeah.
They had all kinds of fruit trees.
So I don't know if they had water in the house or not.
Yes.
Did they?
Yeah, she got some kind of something that the water had to be treated or something.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And it's a nice big house. Of course, it needs everything done to paint.
Sure.
You know, it hadn't been painted for years. Well, you put siding.
He wouldn't buy her a toothpick if she didn't.
Right.
Need it.
That's what I heard. He looked something like Ted, didn't he? With the beard.
Yes.
Oh, his beard came way down to his chest. Down below his, oh my gosh.
Maybe by the time I'm an old man, it'll be there.
Well, I guess the boys take care of him too.
I don't know.
It's one of them that stopped in there. Saw Russell or somebody out in the yard and stopped. And he said, you don't know who that is? Oh, we're right back where we started.
Yeah.
And I would say it might have run 4 pounds.
Huh.
But just as soon as that sucker got on that hook, it either, we don't know how it chewed it, but it took the hook along.
Huh.
And we'd never see the fish till we go fishing again.
Huh.
The people come. If you ask any of the Brillharts, some of them are still
Where'd
living.
Where do Brillharts live?
Huh?
Where'd they live?
In Manchester.
In Manchester.
On York Street, yes. Uh-huh. They was neighbors of ours when I was single.
Uh-huh.
But nobody never caught that doggone fish, and they would get it up that you could see what it looked like, and that quick it was gone.
Huh. I want to see if I can turn in here. No, I'll have to back out. I'll just back out, probably easier.
I don't know how
that. Yeah, well, so the still was over there in them hills, huh?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
That would be funny if we would walk it and just see some, like, old tin or something, you know, or whatever they made the still out of.
Sure.
Iron.
Yes.
You know, or whatever.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great?
I would say so.
If we could find some clues to that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I tell you, Ted and I will be walking these woods this winter, this fall, and you know.
On top of the hill, you know where he turned around?
Uh-huh.
Go on back through there to the back of the fields. Maybe you might find some of those little squares of that ore up there.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Oops. I think that was a big stick laying there. Yeah.
All right. That sure good driver. I'd have had it wrecked a long time.
Ah! You're like your son. You got stuck between some trees, huh?
Oh, my. I looked for him to get killed any time.
Well, we have it made now. Mm. We're seeing now here. There we are. Boy, didn't that place grow up, huh?
Mm. Oh, my, that's a pity to see how beautiful that was. We had it so mowed down that you could mow it with a lawnmower.
Huh.
And to see it grown up like that, it kind of hurts.
You're all right. I'm just putting this on. We're not going to travel fast. Because they usually look to see if the driver has airs on. If the driver has airs on, they think everybody else. Just hold it down over your shoulder a little. That's good.
These home, put them in some water.
Yeah.
Mm, they smell so good.
Well, you'll have to have somebody come up and get you some more.
I'm going to ask Linda or Buddy. They will.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Now, you know who lived over here?
No.
They tore all that down, too. It was a big barn there. Great big barn over in here. Here we are at the creek.
Uh-huh. Sessa's owned it.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. See, now, the schoolhouse was up here, but that was made into a house probably by the time.
Yeah.
Now, this they call Kalamoo Trail. I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
Because of some family. Is this where the Lippies lived? The creek's right down there. Now, this is where I know of Lippies. You were talking about Lippies yesterday.
Yes.
This is where I know of Lippies living.
Well, evidently, it was above our farm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Before you got to the bridge.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yes. Yes.
It was just, I remember visiting there one time. I was just a little kid.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any floor in their house.
Right.
And I think they used baskets to set on.
Yeah.
And just had plywood or whatever.
Sure.
You know, over some.
Yeah. But he always bought a nice brand new car every year.
Really?
He was a bootlegger, too.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And I don't know. At one time, Charlie Stonecipher lived here.
Yeah.
Harvey Stonecipher.
Yes.
The county, of course, owns all this now.
Oh.
And this is just really over the hill from your place, too.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. This brings back memories.
Mm. And they tore this house down. They're just tearing everything down, aren't they?
Oh.
You think they would sell and build it up?
Oh, yeah, restore it.
Uh-huh.
Restore it for people like us to look at.
They don't care about us.
You're right.
Now, I don't know what they called this road when you know. Did they call it Kalamoo Trail then?
No.
I'm not sure if it had a name.
Yeah,
it did. If you knew anybody lived up here in this farm, but I know my uncle used to live here, Stewart.
Yes, I knew the Stewarts.
Roscoe Stewart?
Yes.
On this farm over here?
Right on, yes. And in the Key Woods?
I don't know them.
They were from England. They was jumped the boat.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. And they was hiding out.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.